This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Donna Contreras. Date of birth, April 13, 1959. Date of appointment, June 24, 2022. Requesting physician, Carrie Kerwiak, Kerrykwiak. Dear Carrie Kerwiak, I have the pleasure of seeing Donna Contreras today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 63-year-old woman who went to the LS Hospital emergency room on 5/26/2022. She was getting her pneumonia vaccine and she went out and stated that she blacked out. Family took her to the emergency room because she was mouthing words without any voice. And this is what happened when she had her previous stroke. Patient had MRI of the brain, which was read as negative for any new stroke. Patient was back to baseline and was sent home. Her EEG also done, which was shows mild changes but no seizure activity. Today she is here in my office for follow-up. She is having headache sometime, no fainting spell, no seizure activity, speech is back to baseline. Past medical history. Anemia. Allergic rhinitis, anxiety, joint pain, spinal stenosis, back pain, COPD, depression, eczema, GERD, Graves' disease, hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, hypothyroidism. Obstructive sleep apnea, past surgical history, ankle surgery, dilatation and curettage, shoulder surgery, tubal ligation, allergy, acetazolamide, amoxicillin, bacitracin, cephalexin, erythromycin, levofloxacin, penicillin, sulfa drug, fresh tomato, medication, albuterol, aspirin 81 mg, atenolol, atorvastatin 40 mg, famotidine, flonase, sensimist, levothyroxine, loratadine, melatonin, mucinex, sena, spironolactone, Symbicort, triamcinolone, vitamin D. Social history. Drink alcohol socially. Former smoker, stopped smoking 30 years ago. Family history, mother with asthma, one sibling with colorectal cancer, one sibling dead. Mother also with high blood pressure, father with prostatic cancer. review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found that she was having a painting spell. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft pulse on present. Next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflexive 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 63-year-old right-handed woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, transient cerebellar ischemia. Number 2, syncope. Number 3, dysphagia. Number 4, weakness. Next paragraph. Her MRI of the brain is normal. EEG done, which did not show any seizure activity. She did not have any more spell. I will continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily and atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. Her history is suggestive of TIA. I will continue the present care. I would like to see her back in my office for as needed basis. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.